When Dorothy's a little girl, the world smelled fresh. And she was so tiny, so the farm seemed so huge. With its pond and its trees and the river not far from there. And the high rows of corn, like a little forest where she could get completely lost in. And yet never have to walk for too long before coming out on the other side. Dorothy and her family used to drive into the city about once or twice a month and see their relatives there, and Dorothy could play with her city sister named Alice. Alice was always a great person to hang out with. She knew the city well, and she had nice clothes and cool dolls and nice stuff to play with. Plus, it's a middle of the city. I mean, just where they're at, there's lots of places they can go. Like, the library wasn't too far off from there. The used bookstore. Even a used toy store, which they haunted quite often. As the years went by, Alice's parents divorced, and Dorothy saw less and less of her. Still in the same city, but much farther away, and staying with the non-relative side of her family, not related to Dorothy's kin. But they did call occasionally and see each other at family reunions and such. Smoked her first cigarette and her first joint, and drank her first hard liquor with Alice. The summer they turned 12 and 14 respectively. Alice's life and blooming into young adulthood paralleled with the stagnation and ruination of her beloved city. As a little girl, she loved the city. So beautiful, with the flower beds so pretty all over it. A nice little park full of trees and a babbling brook just walking distance from her house, along with a library and ice cream store. Oftentimes she'd get free ice cream from the ice cream man, who admired her beautiful, long, flowing blonde hair. Yeah, he was a pervert, but he never got any, at least, and she got ice cream.